Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Well, hello everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday. It's noon Eastern time, and I'm buying a little bit of time for Sandra Smith, who is usually here by now. So maybe something came up. Never know. Sometimes these things happen, or she might just be running a little bit late. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a replay of a previous radio show, and I will be on. Here we go. So let's go see where she is. Hello, Sandra Smith. Peter Mingles here.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I was just getting ready to tell our audience that I was going to run a replay because you weren't here, but I was going to stay on the phone because you might be running a little bit late. So I am here, and we are live.
Okay.
Great. You know, and the very coincidence, you know what? I always say that our brains work in similar ways. I was on the phone with a customer, and I was really involved in a conversation. It was real easy for me to lose track of time. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's why I set alarms. I had an alarm going. So I was like, oh, shoot, I got a radio show to jump on. So I was afraid that I would be late this time. But for those people that are listening in, you go to www.holdontohealth.com. You'll see a really cool website, holdontohealth.com. No misspelled words, no numbers where letters could be served or anything else like that. It's just real simple, holdontohealth.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to see the previous radio shows that we've done. And if you click on the blog section, I think she's got some of our radio shows that are there as well. Or you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. You'll be able to pick up this as well as the previous radio shows. So I'm going to kind of step out of the way quickly and not give you my usual distracting introduction, because you're on a topic today. We've been talking a little bit about toxins in the home, and we've spoken about this a couple of different times, and this is a really important one that people focus on, because besides being environmentally poisoned by, you know, those chemtrails and all that other stuff you see in the environment, or maybe else you might have jabbed yourself with if you think that toxins might be in those jabs, you might be self-inflicting your own toxins in your own home. Either involuntarily or voluntarily, and they don't know about it. So we're going to talk about how to be able to survive this process. And, Sandra, I'm going to give you one little distraction. I grew up in New York. Ready? So I grew up in New York, and I know, you know, you're familiar with stuff like that, but we had saltwater canals where we used to have our boats. So we knew as a young gentleman, even when I was a young kid, you never ate the fish that you caught in the canals, because the canals had the bilge pump water. They were disgusting sometimes. They were just disgusting. So like boat grease and grease and everything else that might have been in there. So you just don't eat the fish in the canals. And I just have a tendency to believe, so here's a wild imagination that I might have. I just have a tendency to believe that if aliens were coming out and they were going to eat people, the reason why they haven't eaten this is they take a look at this and they say, you got to throw that one back. Like, you got to throw that one back. There's too many toxins. Like, I don't think – I think for eco-friendly aliens that are like Whole Foods kind of people, we're safe because we're all toxic. So for the most part, they just throw us back. So anyway, sorry.
That's okay. You are absolutely hilarious. I don't know if I can do this today. Yes, I can. I'm fine. Oh, Peter, this is great. Peter and our listening audience, our people, this is something that we will be talking about forever as long as we live, which is our health, our gut health, which is my primary focus. And I was just thinking about this just a few minutes ago about how everything that is anything to our bodies goes through our gut, whether we breathe it in or whether we slather it on, whether we drink it, whether we eat it, it goes through our gut. Believe it or not, whether we think it, whether we feel it, as far as the impact of trauma and stress, it goes through our gut, our second brain. And when you think about it like that, it is vital for us to position ourselves to clean up our gut, to clean our body. An unhealthy gut is an unhealthy life, not just the gut itself. And so the last time we were together, one of the things that I encouraged was to consider lifestyle changes. So I took a little caveat and went down the path of holistic living, about holistic health, what it is, and the holistic life experience. And in order to have a whole, that's holistic, whole, mind, body, spirit experience, we have to make changes. And we are the ones who can do it. I can't change you nor for you. You can't change me nor for me. I have to make my changes myself. But what we have discovered in much of our alternative research is that people just don't know. And you don't know what you don't know. We know the little that we do know. And I tell you daily, I am learning more and more and more and more about the body itself. Not just the frame of the body, but the body, the gut, the brain. And so when we consider, and I encourage you to consider lifestyle changes, we take a few days, and that's what I encouraged the last time, to journal, to just write down some things that you do. These are your own tendencies. It is too easy to just skate over everything and not think about anything. But if we want to make changes, we have to slow down, look at where we are, survey where we are, and determine where we want to be based upon what? Our own research, our own study, our own listening, our hearing, our own education. And then we can apply some of the things that we've learned or heard or experienced and find out what works for us, because we know what's not for us. Except if we don't take a look and measure what's not working for us, we really don't know. We don't know that this piece of artichoke that we off of a charcuterie board is something that could send my brain into a tizzy. We don't know that there's something that I could be allergic to in it. So we don't know it until we have a reason to change. And most of the time, the reason to change comes with some kind of debilitating illness or some kind of sickness, some kind of blindsiding with some kind of problem that affects the body. That's when we move into gear to make some changes. Well, I encourage you to make those changes before something like that happens, because there's this thing that I talked about earlier about body talk, the seven things that impact us chronically in our lives, and body talk is one of the things that we want to pay attention to. What does that mean? It means that when there is an experience that is out of our healthy norm, then we should attend to it. If there is a low-grade headache, like, why would I have a low-grade headache? Why is my big toe all of a sudden hurting me? And just a little sidebar on that, I had that experience myself a few years ago with my big toe hurting. Just all of a sudden, I could not walk. And I had no clue as to why. I had heard the term, whatever the term is when you're gout. Yeah, I'd heard the term. I had known older people when I was young who had experienced that. But I didn't know what it was. And so I looked and did a little research and learned what gout was and learned that I possibly was experiencing that. I knew not to take it to my primary care physician, who would want to shoot me in the toe with something, some steroid to make the pain go away. And I didn't want to do that, and so I did my research. I looked, and I found that there was something that I had done that week that I never, ever do, but I had done it that week, and it could possibly have contributed to my problem. So what was the thing that I did? Okay, early in the week, we had had guests, and I had served beer after or along with that meal, the Italian meal that I made. Later in the week, we went out to celebrate. My husband and I went out to celebrate. It was our anniversary. So we went to this Mexican restaurant, and instead of getting a glass of margarita, we ordered a pitcher of margarita. And we sat there and we, you know, ate our food, drank that margarita, and literally before I got to the car, that's when I could not walk. My toe just went out on me. And it turned out that that combination of alcohol in my body, because I don't consume alcohol like that, but I had had some wine, and then I had this margarita, and it just threw my body off. So that's what you call body talk. So back on to where I was, to make the changes that we need, recognizing what they are in order to practice holistic living. Last week, I talked about the change that comes with cleaning or using natural products. So I went through a lot, and I got almost to the end, didn't quite finish it, but I do want to finish that out because there's something else I want to add. So one of the things I was talking about was making the habit of cleaning as we go. It is important not to allow bacteria to back up as we are living, especially in the kitchen, people, especially in the kitchen, and especially if you're handling any type of raw meat. So for those of you who will buy a whole chicken and cut that chicken and to bake it, you know, or to fry it or whatever you do with it, use your good common sense and clean your counters. And, I mean, disinfect, not just wipe down with a dishcloth or with a damp paper towel. Clean your counter. I am very familiar. One of my clients had, had an experience with food poisoning, and it came simply from a counter that her husband had used, of course, in the kitchen to cut up a chicken to make for them. He did not clean the counter well. She did not know it wasn't cleaned well. And she went in and made biscuits, hand biscuits. And she used the counter. It was a ceramic counter. She used it to roll her dough, et cetera. And it picked up that bacteria from the chicken, and it made them deathly ill. They became really sick, and it was because of that raw chicken. So that's something you really want to consider in terms of cleaning. In terms of making your own, you can make your own. And that very counter could have easily been cleaned with a combination that we use and that we teach. And it's simply one part vinegar, one part water, and a lemon rind. It would have killed the bacteria. One part vinegar, one part water, and the rind of a lemon. And you can just keep that under your counter. It is a phenomenal cleaner. And don't forget the baking soda. That bicarbonate will scrub anything. It will scrub your ceramics. It will, and you, it's a deodorizer. Pour it in your toilet, in your tank top, flush, and it changes your whole bathroom. Use it in your drains, in your bathroom, in your shower, your bathtub. So make that habit of cleaning as you go, and for some natural cleaning products you can make right at home. That was one of them that I just gave. That was the vinegar and water. Let's see, deodorizing with baking soda. Let's see. It's great for scrubbing. Yeah, I've already, you know, kind of mentioned that. We can sprinkle it, as I've already said, in our toilets and our bathtubs, and that all-purpose cleaner. So I'll end this part with that. The all-purpose cleaner is that vinegar, water, and the lemon juice. But do be careful with that, because using the acidic products on your granite or your marble can pit those items. And you really want to be careful. You don't want to take two steps forward and one step backward. And so when we consider using natural products that can impact our gut health, these are the things that we can consider doing. And now for the personal care, over-the-counter natural options are available just about for everything. Fresheners, moisturizer, shampoo. And I know, Peter, last week we just briefly touched upon the fact that you have an allergic response to the fluorocarbons in the sprays that could be sprayed in your home to make it smell good. I know that I am. I'm allergic to things that, especially with aerosol. Just most people are allergic and don't even realize it. And so we have to be mindful, and I know that we cannot at one time. So when we begin to make these changes, we take one step at a time. And so it's just not sustainable to avoid eating all processed foods at one time, all prepackaged foods at one time, all frozen foods at one time. And most of those are deleterious. They are really harmful to the body, with few exceptions. So let's just think of frozen foods. We've learned that flash frozen fresh foods have more nutrients than the foods that have been harvested and put in our grocery stores. That's something to really consider, not just for the convenience of it, but for the nutrition of it also. Frozen foods. I buy just lots of frozen foods. Well, I have grandkids, so I need to have foods on hand. And I don't mean packaged foods. I mean not packaged, prepared foods, but packaged, of course, frozen, like asparagus, like Brussels sprouts, like the broccoli, like green beans. Those things are, for me, better flash frozen. They're convenient. No time to, you know, fix them, just heat them. And for those of us who are microwave users, we can power down, back off of some of the microwave use, and use our pots on our stoves to heat our foods. Use our ovens, a Dutch oven. You may have never heard of one, but it's an iron pot, big oval iron pot. Maybe your mom or grandma had. I still use my mother's, and she's been gone 25 years, and I still use her Dutch oven. But it heats food so quickly, and it cooks food quickly. So using something like that to prepare food as opposed to preparing it in the microwave, even using the air fryers, they are awesome as opposed to dunking your food in grease. So it's healthier, it saves us more money for sure, and it just feels good when we can feed our families just home-cooked meals that are much easier than we think that they are. So we're going back to the future a little bit with that. And so the next focus point for me is the focus on holistic mind and spirit connection. Because holistic means whole, whereas we have our focus on our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, as far as that connection is concerned, we want to begin by mindfulness and meditation. Meditation just simply powering down and finding a place of stillness. When I was studying this, I thought of a scripture. I believe it's Psalm 46:10, and it says, be still and know that I'm God. And for me, that is a great place of quiet and stillness. Just being still, I'm not praying, I'm not trying to pray. I'm just being still and taking deep breaths and relaxing my body. I am focusing on nothing. I am unplugging from technology, from my cell phone, my tablet, my laptop, my desktop, and I guarantee you, I have them all going at one time, most of the time when I'm in my office. And Peter, I know you have things hanging from the ceiling and the rooftop that are things that we have to unplug in order to find that place of mindfulness and just being still. Reading more from like real books, that's what I buy for my grandkids. I buy real books. And for myself, I was an educator, and my skills was English and literature. So I've read many, 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 many books. So now I am into the audiobook. And for me, it is such a relaxing thing. And I encourage audio listening, audio podcasts, what we're doing right now. But listening to audiobooks is so relaxing. And just to reflect again on the concept of the journal, write some things down. I started my kids writing things down when they were little, and they are all in their 40s right now, but when they were young, and I had those journals still, and I was reading one to a daughter just the other day from when she was in the fourth grade, and I was reading some of the things that she had written in her journal, and these are things that impact us not only then, but for a lifetime. So consider writing some things down. It could be disjointed if you don't. Just buy a spiral notebook and just use that to reflect, just to write some things down. And spending time doors is so critical for making that holistic mind, body, and spirit connection. And talk about body talk. Like just yesterday for me, I had just gotten wound up and wrapped up with what I was doing and this appointment and that appointment, and I was hungry. And so I went and I drank some kefir for the probiotics, but I still wasn't where I needed to be, people. And so I knew what was missing. I needed to just bolt out of the door, and I did. I walked out. I told my husband, I'm getting ready to go on a walk. If you like it, come. But I'm walking around the block a couple of times. And I did that. I just went out, walked, and began deep breathing as I walked down my driveway. And I'm telling you, by the time I got back, I was a new person, a different person from a walk. Absolutely. Because spending time outdoors and taking in the sun and the vitamin D and how it affects our brains is something that we all can use, okay? And so natural living, holistic living, encompasses so much more for our overall health and wellness. Some people, that natural living is all about what we eat, and, you know, there are others who consider that it's just about our cleaning products, but in reality, it's going to help your mind, your body, and your spirit. So a more holistic body, often it just kind of starts with what you put in and on your body. So we really want to choose products and foods with chemicals and additives that are designed to enhance or help the body, not with chemicals and additives that deteriorate our skin, our blood, our organs. We want to be able to choose organic produce. If you're not eating organic, and I know you have to be careful with labels that say organic that are not, there are places where, of course, you can trust, but you have to determine where and who and what place you can trust. What kind of market can you trust to get your farm fresh eggs? Do you have a local meat market that harvests and buys their meat from local farmers, local dairy producers? So local is good. Your local honey providers, local is good, but there are commercial offerings, of course, in Whole Food-type stores, stores like Trader Joe's, stores like some of the products and stores like Aldi, and whatever your region is, wherever you live, you must identify those places and serve and sell the kinds of products that you need to live whole and to live healthy. And we cannot forget the fact that we need to move our bodies, because a little exercise added to our routine to help our bodies move refreshes the body. That's what my experience was just yesterday walking around the block. And I passed right by the Y as I did that. It's only a block from my home. I didn't need to be in there doing anything. I picked up some weights. This is the other thing for maturing people. Get yourself some weights, simple weights, whatever you can manage, whether it's a 5 or a 8 or 10 pounds. Get yourself some weights that you can do at home, just lifting your weights, your arms up and down and out. And I do courses and classes that help people and show people and train people how to take advantage of the simple things that help bodies. And so when we write in our journal, when we meditate, when we practice mindfulness, it can really help us develop a more holistic mind and positive mental wellness. Because if you're not well mentally, look at the state of our society. So many people are unwell mentally. How do we know? We see what they do. We see their behavior. Some of the behaviors are not behaviors of mentally well people. And the things that we can do to start, like right here, the movement, buying a bottle of kefir. Kefir is a liquid fermented dairy product, but it's lactose-free, so it's tolerable for most people. It's great for the gut, and you can drink it throughout the day. I use a combination of that with pineapple, no sugar added, as what's called bromelain. And bromelain is excellent for the gut. So consider these things. We're going to just continue to add to them next week. I'm going to talk about improving our mood by restoring our gut health. And so that's something that is critical for most of us, to have the good mood that stems from a whole mind and solid mindset, where we can get along with people, including people everywhere, starting in our homes and on our jobs, the places we connect with other people at the gyms. So with that in mind, if anyone wants to talk more or have a discovery call with me, just visit my website. That's www.holdontohealth.com, and you'll find a scheduler there where you can just pick a time. I have my available time there. Set a time. We can talk about you, talk about your health, talk about where you are, where you want to be with your health, talk about your gut health, and see if there's something that we can do in working together. And with that in mind, Peter?
Excellent information. So we are, I had muted myself out. Sorry about that. So excellent information. For those people who want to hear this again, make sure you check her out. Go to Sandra. Actually, we have it in a couple of different places. If you go to buildingforgeradio.com/Sandra, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And I know she just put this back on her own website. Again, one last time, holdontohealth.com. Holdontohealth.com. So great information. So looking forward to hearing this stuff again. I don't think I think you need to hear it a couple of different ways, and then you need to kind of make those steps to make that your baby steps for making these changes. And the more you hear it, the more it makes some sense to you. And pretty soon, by the end of a couple of weeks or end of a couple of months, you have a totally different lifestyle. So thanks for being here, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.